श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो 14th चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 29। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, यत्र यत्र हरेर अर्चा सदेश श्रेय सांपदम, यत्र गंगादयो नद्यः पुराणेषु च विश्रुतः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ऑस्पिशियस इंडीड आर द प्लेसेस वेयर देयर द टेंपल ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एट कृष्ण इन विच ही इज ड्यूली वर्शिप, and also the places where there flows the celebrated sacred rivers mentioned in the Puranas, supplementary Vedic literatures. Anything spiritual done there is certainly very effective. Purport. There are many atheists who oppose the worship of the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the temple. In this verse, however, it is authoritatively stated that any place where the deity is worshipped is transcendental. It does not belong to the material world. It is also said that the forest is in the mode of goodness. For those who want to cultivate spiritual life, are advised to go to the forest. Vanam gato yad dharim ashrayet. But one should not go to the forest simply to live like a monkey. Monkeys and other ferocious animals also live in the forest. But a person who goes to the forest for spiritual culture must accept the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as shelter. Vanam gato yad dharim ashrayet. One should not be satisfied simply to go to the forest. One must take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age, therefore, since it is impossible to go to the forest for spiritual culture, one is recommended to live in the temple community as a devotee. Regularly worship the deity, follow the regulative principles, and thus make the place like Vaikuntha. Forest may be in the goodness, cities and villages in passion, brothels, hotels and restaurants in ignorance, but except Govindas. But when one lives in the temple community, he lives in Vaikuntha. Therefore it is said here, Shreyasam Padam, it is the best, most auspicious place. In many places throughout the world, we are constructing communities to give shelter to devotees and worship the deity in the temple. The deity cannot be worshipped except by devotees. Temple worshippers who fail to give importance to the devotees are third class. They are Kanishtha Adhikaris in the lower stage of spiritual life. It is said in the Bhagavatam, Archayam eva haraye pujam ya shraddhayet na tad bhakteshu chanyeshu sa bhakta prakritesu. Person who is very faithfully engaged in worship of the deity in the temple but does not know how to behave towards devotees or people in general is called a Prakrita Bhakta, Kanishtha Adhikari. For in the temple there must be the deity of the Lord and the Lord should be worshipped by the devotees. This combination of devotees and deity creates a first-class transcendental place. Aside from this, if a Grahastha devotee worships the Shalagram Shila or the form of the deity at home, his home also becomes a very great place. It's therefore customary for members of the three higher class, namely the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, to worship the Shalagram Shila or a small deity of Radha Krishna or Sita Ram in each and every home. This made everything auspicious. But now they have given up the deity worship. Men have become modernized. They are consequently indulging in all sorts of sinful activities. Therefore, they are extremely unhappy. According to Vedic civilization, therefore, the holy places of pilgrimage are considered most sacred. And still there are hundreds and thousands of holy places like Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Haridwar, Rameshwar, Prayag and Mathura. India is the place for worshipping or cultivating spiritual life. The Krishna Consciousness Movement invites everyone from all over the world without discrimination as to caste or creed to come to its centers and cultivate spiritual life perfectly. Auspicious indeed are the places where there is a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in which he is duly worshipped, and also the places where there flows the celebrated sacred rivers mentioned in the Puranas, supplementary Vedic literatures. Anything spiritual done there is certainly very effective. Take the blessings of all the assembled devotees. Sri Jagannath Priya Prabhu, because it was his turn to give class. Out of his humility, he asked me to speak. So here the importance of deity worship and holy places is being mentioned here. Spiritual life is dependent on the consciousness in which one executes the activities. So if one is in a place where the deity is being worshipped, it becomes easier to execute the basic processes of Krishna consciousness. Of course, wherever a pure devotee is there, that place is Vrindavan. There is this mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Chaitanya, Tumi Jaha Sei Vrindavan. Wherever a pure devotee is residing, that place is Vrindavan. There is one song by Bhaktivinod Thakur where he says that where a pure devotee stays, any river which happens to flow there, that is as good as Ganga. Any mountain is as good as Giri Govardhan. And any forest is as good as Vrindavan. So the presence of the pure devotee is what is the most important thing. However, still, if one can get the association of a devotee in the holy place, that is even better. Because the holy places where Lord Krishna or Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have performed pastimes, or where a pure devotee has done his bhajan, like in Vrindavan we have the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami, in Jagannath Puri the Siddha Bakul. Most of you have gone there. So we experience that whenever we chant the holy name in the place where great souls have chanted earlier, it becomes easier to concentrate. It becomes easier to follow the process. Because that place is saturated with the vibrations. We should be conscious when we are visiting the holy places. Just like Vrindavan. When you go to Vrindavan sometimes, because now just for the convenience of the people, or for that matter some facilities, we see the atmosphere to be somewhat like a city, especially the town of Vrindavan. So we may forget that actually this is the place where Radha and Krishna and all their associates have walked here. They have performed their leelas here. When you go to the remote forest like Barsana or maybe Khadiravan, then at that time we are conscious because the place is very much still untouched. But we should be conscious that every place, whether it has now externally become like a city or whether it is still having the external touch, it is a holy place because Krishna has performed his pastimes here. Similarly, Haridwar, Prabhupada mentions about Haridwar, the place where Maitreya Muni gave knowledge to Vidura, that is Haridwar. The discussion between Maitreya and Vidura took place. That Ajamil, after he was saved from the Yamadutas, he went and performed his rest of his devotional service in Haridwar. Haridwar means the doorway to Lord's abode. It's the gateway to go to Badrinath. That is why many, many sages have performed austerities there. The place has an effect, just like we see in His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj's autobiography mentioning how he first received the mantra from the bank of the river Ganga. When he was sitting there, he's meditating and he could feel the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Of course, it depends on the person also. Many of us may go there and we may not hear But still the purifying effect is there. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he was walking by for a long, long time. And suddenly he saw some small children. And these children were chanting, Hari, Hari. They were loudly chanting, Hari, Hari. And Lord Chaitanya, he said, because I am hearing this name of Hari here, that means the river Ganga must be flowing nearby here. Lord Chaitanya said like that. The place has an effect. Even if one does not perform any extroverted devotional service, suppose one is not in the level that he is even chanting Hare Krishna. If he just on the bank of the Ganga and just having darshan of Ganga, maybe not in a very respectful way also, just as a visitor, as a tourist, or occasionally bathing very often because it's very hot, still he gets the effect. It's the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, of Lord Krishna, that these holy places, not only they are pure, but even from the material point of view, most of them are very attractive. That's why you find, especially in this season, many, many busloads of devotees, tourists, going to these holy places. And just by going there, they become purified. How merciful is the Lord? You go to Jagannath Puri, near the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur. The sea is there. And Lord Chaitanya actually took the body of Haridas Thakur and he danced. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami told him that it's time for the final rites. And then they took the body of Haridas in a palanquin, which looked just like an airplane, Srila Prabhupada explains. They brought the body to the ocean and paid his body. And then Mahaprabhu exclaimed that, Ei Mahatirtha Haila, that this place has become a great holy place now, because Haridas Thakur's body is being bathed here. And then Lord Chaitanya, of course, performed. He made his samadhi. He begged alms. How much the Lord loves his devotee. The Lord, who is the proprietor of the entire universe, he goes to beg alms for his devotee. The Lord can give donation as universes. Sometimes we go, 10,000 rupees, 10 billion. The Lord can give 10 hundred universes. He can give that much donation. He is a proprietor of everything. Yet his love for Haridas Thakur is so much that he goes with a cloth, with a sannyas cloth, like a beggar. I am begging alms for Haridas Thakur today. Please give me alms. And then of course Swarup Damodar Goswami says, my Lord, this is somebody else can do this service. You please let somebody else see. You take prasad. So that place where the samadhi has been built, that is eternally holy place. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was traveling extensively. Although he was a grihastha with 10 children, but he was also conducting many Namahatta programs in and around Odisha, Bengal. And then he heard a voice from the Supreme Lord speaking that you go and perform your bhajan in Jagannath Puri, near the samadhi of Haridas Thakur. So during his last years, he spent long, long, many years there. He purchased a small piece of property there. It's called Bhakti Kuti. Now it is ISKCON temple. And he was completely absorbed. Actually, he put a mask around his body and he didn't want to be disturbed. We should not try because we will fall asleep. Anyway, we fall asleep. But we can take inspiration of how the place also has an effect. Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanted for several years there. Similarly, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur also. Before he began his preaching mission, he performed his bhajan in Mayapur, where his Guru Maharaj's samadhi is there. Gorkishordas Babaji Maharaj Samadhi, Chaitanya Math. He was eating prasad once a day and chanting 3 lakhs, 192 rounds of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was completely absorbed. And it was raining and he didn't even, there was water falling from the roof. But he just took an umbrella and he was just absorbed in chanting. You cannot imitate even in dream such great personalities. But the point is that unless one is having that spiritual shakti coming from absorption in the holy name, one's preaching will have some effect, minimal effect. But to the degree the heart is saturated with love for the holy name, to that degree we can inspire others to take shelter. Actually, the greatest devotee is one who need not even speak. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, some devotees came from Shikhanda and they said, "My Lord, we are fallen grihasthas. How can we deliver ourselves?" Lord Chaitanya said simply two things: chant Hare Krishna and serve the devotees. So they asked, who is a devotee? And during different years, Lord Chaitanya replied in a different way. First time he said, "Jara mukhe shune ek bara Krishna naam." From whose mouth, even once you have heard the holy name, he is a devotee. That means even somebody who is joking, somebody who is criticizing, if he is chanting the holy name somehow or other. I was in, a few months back, I was in Jaipur. And I was with a group of devotees. And we happened to meet one Prabhupada disciple. And his name was Manmohan Prabhu. Very, very elderly people. Very elderly person. And because I was, in 1977, I was visiting Jew temple regularly. So I happened to know him. And this time I met him after many, many years. He recognized me. I also talked to him. So he was telling some Prabhupada pastimes. And one of the things he said was that there was a lot of opposition for the Juhu temple, the building, and people were also, he said, Nare laga rahe the, you know, Murdabad, Hare Krishna, Murdabad. They were chanting Hare Krishna and some ill names. So one devotee was very angry. So he told Prabhupada, "Aap bolo to inko pitai kar do, I'll beat them up." Prabhupada replied, "Kyo maroge, wo to Bhagwan ka naam le rahe hain." You know, somehow they are chanting God's name. So Prabhupada had that faith that somehow somebody is chanting the holy name of Krishna, he becomes purified from within and without. That is the first level, Kanishtha Adhikari, somehow. But then when the devotee is asked second time, who is a Vaishnav? Then Lord Chaitanya replied, "Jare mukha nirantar Krishna naam." One who chants nirantar. Nirantar means incessantly, constantly. That means 24 hours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One who can chant constantly, he is Madhyam Adhikari. Actually, before reading this definition, I was thinking in my mind that by now I must have become Madhyam Adhikari. Because I've been around for 20 years. You know, or maybe Uttam, but you know, at least Madhyam, at least. You know. I'm definitely not Kanishtha, you know. It's an insult, I feel, if somebody calls me Kanishtha Adhikari. You know. But actually, I'm not Madhyam, at least. I'm not Madhyam. Madhyam means he's chanting 24 hours, according to Lord Chaitanya. Maybe some of you are, very few of us. Madhyam means constant. He may not be chanting externally always, but in his heart, the heart is throbbing. The heart is beating. With every beat, he's chanting Hare Krishna. So Madhyam Adhikari is a very exalted platform also. It's right from the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then of course, again, next year, when the devotees from Shrikhanda again asked this question, and then Lord Chaitanya replied that one who just by his presence inspires others, just by seeing him, people start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Just by his presence, people start chanting. Like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur did not have any seminars. He just told the prostitute to just sit here and hear the holy name. Even the snake was moved also. You know the story, there was a snake in Fulia. And Haridas Thakur was chanting and devotees were disturbed. Haridas Thakur was not disturbed, but the other devotees, they said, "The doctor has reported that there's a snake, we should move out of here. We should change our ashram to another better location." But Haridas said, "I am not disturbed. Actually, pure devotee, he sees Krishna everywhere. Vasudev, that leper, he had Kushta Rog. He had Kushta Rog, right? And there were worms in his body. And he did not protest. He was seeing that there is Krishna in them also. It's really exalted platform to be able to see Krishna's presence everywhere. So Haridas Thakur also, he was not disturbed. The snake is there. Prahlad was not disturbed. Prahlad was not disturbed by snake or by even his father's tortures. He was just accepting that this is Krishna's way. Just by remembering these great personalities, we become purified. Like Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Pragada Premera. He had so much love for Krishna. Pragada Premera ei Sobhav Achar Nija Dukha Vigna Adi Nakore Vichar. Pragada Prema means intense love of God. Love of God has got different stages. It's explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, like beginning from molasses, sugarcane, to rock candy. And one who has pragada prem, intense love, what is his sign? Nija dukha vigna adi nakore vichar. He does not worry about his own dukha, inconveniences, or vigna, impediments. He is not worried. He is just thinking that Krishna will be pleased. My Lord loves. Because Krishna loves the chandan, I will bring the chandan. Whether I have to go walking in the heat. He was walking in the summer, not in an AC bogie or not in a flight. He was walking all the way from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. Just that one thought was there. Gopal will be happy. Gopal will be happy. Krishna will be happy. He will be pleased. That should be our meditation there. That is, Krishna will be happy. With whatever service I am doing, maybe actually a devotee is always, always engaged in grinding sandalwood for the Lord. Every moment. Because, of course, 21 days a day we do it physically. But every moment we are grinding for the Lord's pleasure. We should be. You know, Krishna will be happy. What will please Krishna? What will please Krishna? That constant meditation is the sign of a pure devotee. There's no other thought. Just that Krishna will be pleased. Srila Prabhupada, he followed in the footsteps of Madhavendra Puri, and Madhavendra Puri brought chandan for Lord Gopal, and Prabhupada took the chandan of the holy name to all over the world. That chandan which cools the burning fire of material existence. Sansara bhishanale dibani shihiyajwale. Prabhupada had that compassion. That's why he travelled all over. We hear in Madhavendra Puri's pastime how Madhavendra Puri was accepting inconveniences for the pleasure of the Lord. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada was accepting inconveniences for the pleasure of the Lord, giving the mercy of the holy name to everybody, not considering personal convenience, inconveniences. That is a sign of pragada prema, a vichar. Nija dukha vigna adi na kore vichar. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport to this, it is natural for one who has developed love for Krishna not to care for impediments or personal inconveniences. Such devotees are simply determined to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In all circumstances, even amidst the greatest danger, they carry on with great determination. This definitely proves the intense love of the servitor, of the devotee. Where there is love, there is no consideration of inconvenience. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also, he sings in one nice song like this. Tomar sevate jeite dukha, seito param sukha, atmani vedana tuya pate kori, hoinu param sukhi. My Lord, now I have surrendered to you. I am paramasukhi. I am joyful. Dukha dure gela. Dukha dure gela means he has no separate interest. But for the Lord's service, he is willing to take dukha, inconvenience. Tomare sevate jayite dukha, seite paramasukha. even though externally there is misery, but internally is feeling happiness. Like a mother takes pleasure in taking care of the child, even though there may be so many inconveniences. I just casually asked in one lecture, you know, how much time does a mother have to spend with a newborn child? And when Mataji replied, 24 hours, constantly. So even in this material world, there are examples. So how much more we should be eager to serve Krishna, the Lord of the heart. And any inconveniences should be seen as a mercy of the Lord. Because more the inconveniences, the more we get purified faster. And the more we are likely to go back to Godhead in this life. A devotee should think like this, that let me get purified very fast, express purification. It does not matter how my body and mind have to go through. But I want to get purified. Because if I am pure, my service to Lord becomes more pleasing to Him. And if the Lord is pleased, I am pleased. Prabhupada also says here in the purport, the verse from Brahma's prayers, Tatte anukampa susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipak. Those who seriously desire to get free from clutches of material existence, who have developed intense love for Godhead, they are fit candidates for going back to Godhead. In other words, you can go back to Godhead if you have that kind of love which Madhavendra Puri had, that intense love. You know, it's like there is milk, there's pure milk, and there is milk with, you know, 200% water or something. Then there is condensed milk. So we all have different degrees of devotional service. But depending on our material desires, the intensity is varying. And the process of sadhana bhakti is to intensify, is to boil the milk of our heart, make it more palatable for Gopinath. It's like when we make peda for the Lord, sweet for the Lord. You have to keep boiling the milk, boiling the milk, boiling the milk. At the same time, be careful it doesn't get burnt. The same way we go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We go on chanting, at the same time, there should not be any burns. Burn means Vaishnava Parad. Sometimes in our enthusiasm to serve, we offend other devotees. Yeah, we should be very careful. Better little less service and not offend devotees. Because, you know, that is safer. Better to be very conscious of others' feelings. Be respectful. Even if we are in doubt whether I am at fault or not, better to think I am at fault. Because you don't lose anything. You may lose some material result or some prestige, which anyway is worth nothing. And you may gain more time to chant Hare Krishna. Get more taste for the Holy Name. The devotee should be like that. Like Rupa Goswami's story is there. Of that old man coming. And Rupa Goswami did not see him. That old person thought that he was laughing at me. And later on, both of the Vaishnavas were begging forgiveness from each other. Actually, nobody had offended. But both were begging forgiveness. The problem is sometimes both offend and nobody begs forgiveness. The devotee should be so cautious that it doesn't matter whether I am misunderstood or not, but I should not misunderstand another person. It doesn't matter whether I am respected or not, but I should, in my mind, I should be garlanding every devotee. Like you find in Vaishnava culture, when Narendra Sarovar, when devotees from Puri, from devotees from Navadvip would come to Puri, a meeting of Odia Vaishnava and Gaudiya Vaishnava. So Lord Chaitanya would send garlands for every devotee. It's not that one garland for a leader and baki sab Hare Krishna. You know? Actually, Mahaprabhu garlanded every devotee. Even the lowest of the, I mean, not lowest, we cannot say, in the junior most of the day. Nobody is low, actually. Chaitanya Bhagavat says to think one is high, one is low is also offensive. Because we judge externally from the ashram or from the post, from years. But Shivanand's saint dog probably was more advanced than many of us. So who knows? Who knows? So devotee should be very conscious that is in my heart, offering dandavat pranams to every devotee. Worshipping every devotee, not only pranam. Because every devotee's heart is temple. Because that way we can make more advancement even with a little less external results. Prabhupada writes here, an intense lover of Krishna does not care for any number of material discomforts, scarcity, impediments or unhappiness. You see, all these great disciples of Srila Prabhupada, when they were given services, projects, they all tolerated everything. Like Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj, he was given this project of building the Bhuvaneshwar temple. And he took it as his heart and soul. Everybody was telling him, this is not a good place. This is out of the way. Nobody will come there. And there were many snakes and scorpions there. But he was determined that this is my Guru's order. And here in Juhu temple also, many people, even devotees, could not understand Prabhupada's vision. Because at that time, Juhu was not a very developed place 30, 40 years back. But Srila Prabhupada had this vision, and those disciples like Giriraj Maharaj and others, they struck all through, they struck to Krishna's, to Prabhupada's instruction with determination. Because we cannot judge by the eyes. We have to see through the eyes of the spiritual master and be very blissful when there are, Prabhupada writes, discomforts, scarcity, impediments, unhappiness. This temple also is so wonderfully developed now. But His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and from the beginning stages, how much discomforts and difficulties he has taken. When we see the fruit, we should know that somebody has put the seed, somebody must have watered it. The devotee should hanker for taking difficulties on behalf of Krishna. And then Prabhupada writes, it is said that when one sees apparent unhappiness or distress in a perfect Vaishnava, it is not at all unhappiness for him. It is transcendental bliss. Sometimes we see a devotee is externally miserable. Like one devotee told Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, in this picture, you look morose here. You don't look happy. So Prabhupada said, this was a moment of ecstasy. What do you understand? Then he showed him another picture, very smiling. So externally, we cannot judge. Vaishnavira Kriya Mudra Vigena Pujaya. The real test is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtakam. Shikshashtakam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ashlisyava Padaratam Pinashtumam Adarshanan Marmahatam Karotuva Yatha Tathava Vidadhato Lampato Mat Prananathas Tase. That is the real test. That a devotee is, whether Krishna embraces me or makes me broken-hearted by not being present before me, he is my Lord, unconditionally. So this is one of the signs of Madhavendra Puri, that he was willing to take up great difficulties. In fact, when he would see a rain cloud, he would remember Krishna. And something just blue, the color of the rain cloud, would make him remember Krishna and would fall to the ground unconscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him. It's the root of the tree of devotional service. It's because of the mercy of Madhavendra Puri, we get some entrance into the realm of conjugal love, Madhuri Ras. Before Madhavendra Puri, the explicit worship of Srimati Radharani was not there. But Madhavendra Puri who instituted this. So coming back to the point that one who is the most advanced devotee is, just by his presence, he inspires people to take shelter of the Holy Name. So one should always be seeking association of devotees. And especially Prabhupada writes here, in the holy places. Prabhupada writes, the ISKCON Society invites everybody to come to its center and cultivate spiritual life perfectly. Taking shelter of the holy places. Two kinds of holy places. One is the holy place where the deity is worshipped, even if it is in a city which is filled with the mode of passion and ignorance. Because after all, yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishtami narada. Lord Krishna says that wherever my devotees gather and chant my holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Wherever my devotees chant the holy name, I am present there. I am present there. Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri. There's one nice lecture by Srila Prabhupada where he says, the title of the lecture is Create Vrindavan Everywhere. And Prabhupada says in that lecture that wherever devotees go and chant Hare Krishna, that place becomes Vrindavan. Just listening to one lecture of Prabhupada where he was saying one of the devotees had some family problem. His father was very much opposed to his staying in the temple and he was harassing the son, and he had filed a court case against his son for staying in the temple. So when Prabhupada heard this, the devotee wrote back that we do not even have money to hire a lawyer. The temple is not having money to hire a lawyer. So what should we do? So Prabhupada replied, what is the need to hire a lawyer? You just stay in the jail and chant Hare Krishna. Of course, that's a very exalted platform. Prabhupada was exemplifying. The devotee is Narayana Parasarve Nakutashana Bibhyati Swarga Pavarga Narakeshu Apitulyartha Darshan. That for a devotee of Lord Narayan or of Lord Krishna, Swarga, heavenly planets, Naraka, hellish planets, Tulyartha Darshan, it's all equal. Why? Because he is serving Krishna. The devotional service of a devotee makes Krishna appear wherever he goes. The deity of Gopalji manifested to Madhavendra Puri and the deity spoke that I want to accept service from you. Please come and take me out of this ground. So wherever a pure devotee wants to serve Krishna, Krishna is manifesting. And most of all, Krishna is manifesting in the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Nama and Nami, the holy name of Krishna and the person Krishna. Out of these two, the name is even more merciful than the person Krishna. Because whenever possible, one should engage in deity worship, as Prabhupada writes here. But the holy name is a deity. And this deity is accessible to everybody at all places, at all times. Lord Chaitanya prays like this, that Tatrarpita Niyamita Smarane Nakala Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis Et Tatrat, what is that? Namna Bahuda Nija Tatradishi Tatrarpita Niyamita Smarane Nakala Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaivam Idrishami. That my dear Lord, you are so merciful that you appeared with all your energies. When we say this translation, we can meditate on it. What does it mean? That all the energies of God are in the holy name. That means all energies. We hear about nuclear energy, solar energy, mind energy, and the internal energy, yoga maya. Everything is there in the holy name. If we were to simply remember this, we would be more attentive in chanting. Just to think that a person with all his energies is dancing on mid-term when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just be conscious that Krishna is appearing. Krishna is come. Prabhupada gave one lecture on speaking about the holy name, and Srila Prabhupada was explaining. He was quoting this verse from Gita. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. So Prabhupada is explaining that this word priti purvakam means to chant with love. Actually, Hare Krishna mantra is a lover's song. The soul is loving Krishna. Hare Krishna mantra is not a chore to just be finished or something to just sign in the sadhana card, or 16 rounds over. It's actually a lover's song. The soul is trying to regain its love for Krishna. We may not experience that love, but with faith we know that it's actually a song of love. The soul wants to express its love. Priti Purvakam. So Prabhupada says in that lecture that when you chant Hare Krishna, it should be with Priti Purvakam, with affection. Affection makes so much difference. It's like if your name is called by somebody as you are waiting in the queue for some official work, you don't feel any love. Right? Somebody calls your name, it's just some, you know, some government office, you are, then you are called on the counter. You don't feel Hari Bol, how are you? But somebody who loves you, if he calls you, then there's a lot of difference. Similarly, Krishna reciprocates with our japa according to how we call him. That person in a government office who is calling you, he has to call because otherwise he will lose his job. Similarly, sometimes we have to chant because it's part of the ashram rule or initiation rule. But if we chant with love, with every bead, we are actually crying for the mercy of Lord Gauranga and Nityananda. With every bead, with affection. Prabhupada says that chanting should be in a mood of separation from Krishna. Like the Goswamis, they never claimed that I have seen Krishna. They would say, oh, hey Radhe Vrajadevike Chalalite, hey Nanda Shuna, where is Radharani, where is Krishna? So for us, this mood is to be cultivated. The spiritual master teaches the disciple to cultivate the mood of separation, which is higher than meeting. So every bead is an opportunity to call for the mercy of Radha and Krishna. And if we do it without offenses, then it will have quick results. Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami, Taramade Sarvashreshta Nama Sankirtan Niraparade Namalai Paya Premadhan. That among all these 64 items, the most important is to chant the holy name. But then he says, Niraparade, without offenses. Recently I was reading one purport by Srila Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila. The Prabhupada says that by taking shelter of Gauranga Nityananda, one becomes freed from all offenses. One may chant Hare Krishna for many millions of lives, but if it is offensive chanting, then that seed will not germinate, will not sprout. You sow a seed, then you put water and it has to sprout, and then gradually the leaves come up and then the fruit comes up. So the Guru, the spiritual master, has given us a seed of the holy name and we are watering it. But if there are offenses, then it will not sprout. Srila Prabhupada writes that in the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, there is consideration of offenses. But in the names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, there is no consideration of offenses. Chaitanya Nityananda nahi esab vichar namalaite premadhoye bohe ashrudhar. That in the chanting of the names of Gauranga Nityananda, there is no consideration of offenses. So one should be chanting Hare Krishna. Before chanting Hare Krishna, take shelter of Gaur Nityananda. And by chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrin. And then chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then wherever we are, we can be in a holy place. And whenever we get chance, like these yatras, Mayapur yatra is coming up, we should be eagerly looking forward to it. Because certainly, the same holy name when chanted in Navadvip Dham has 1,000 times more benefit. Prabhupada writes here that generally, the forest is in the mode of goodness, cities in passion, brothels, hotels in ignorance. I wanted to make a point that this restaurant means not Govinda's restaurant. Restaurants where there is meat eating, and there is no offering of food. Actually, even if one goes to the forest, if there is no association of devotees, then you may fall down. Bharat Maharaj went to the forest. He was a very advanced devotee. We see of the different stages, Adho Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, and then Ruchi and Nishtha, and then Bhava. Bharat Maharaj was on the level of Bhava, but yet he fell down. Because he had no association of devotees. He was in a temple environment, somebody would have asked him, Bharat Prabhu, what is going on? Why are you paying so much attention to the deer? So actually, better than going to forest is to go to an ISKCON temple where there is deity worship being done. Where there is deity, where there is devotee, where there is spiritual master and holy name, everything is there. Srila Prabhupada, by this ISKCON society, has given everything which is needed to go back to Godhead. He has made a boat, a ship, and he is the captain guiding us. All we have to do is stay in the ship and not jump out in the ocean. I will conclude with one nice comment by Pankajangri Prabhu. I was in Mayapur a few months back, and during question answer session, somebody asked His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu that, how is it that you have been serving in the same temple for more than 30 years, same department? So Prabhuji smiled in his usual simple, pleasing way. And he said, there are two answers. One is external and internal. So, which one should I say? He said, please tell us both. So he replied, one reason is because I am the one of the head pujaris, so I have the keys to all the Mahaprasad. So I can get any Mahaprasad whenever I like. Obviously, that is his humility, joking. But the real reason he explained is, he said, just like if you are in a ship and you already sailed apart from the bank, and somehow you do not like the persons on board, somehow you just don't like their nature, but they are also going to the same destination. So you may not like them, but still, you will not try to jump out of the boat because you know that this boat is the only hope. Similarly, because of the differences in material nature, spiritually we are all one, but material nature is different. So we may or may not like the nature of the different candidates going back to Godhead. But we stay together so that we can reach the common goal. So this is a very good meditation for all of us, that Prabhupada's boat, Prabhupada's message and the holy name keeps us united. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Any comments, sir? Questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrind ki jai.